First, the U.S. Senate recently confirmed President Biden's 100th judicial appointee. The number is now up over 105. For this point in his administration, that puts him ahead of the pace of confirmed appointees by previous presidents Trump, Obama, and George W. Bush. Biden has been highlighting the diversity of the appointments, including Judge Gina Mendez-Miro, who upon Senate confirmation became the first openly LGBTQ judge to serve on the U.S. District Court for the District of Puerto Rico. She was number 100. We're going to talk about that strategy from the White House and Democrats, what it means for the federal judiciary, and what it means for the justice system in the United States. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about how these judge appointments and confirmations work at the federal level? What response do you have to the pace we've been seeing from the Biden administration and the Senate? Is it important to you to see a more diverse pool of judges going onto the bench? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Russ Feingold is a former Democratic U.S. Senator from Wisconsin. He's the founder of Progressives United, a nonprofit organization supporting the rule of law and a fair-minded judiciary. He's the author of the book, The Constitution in Jeopardy. He's currently president of the Progressive American Constitution Society. Senator Feingold, welcome back to Central Time.
It's good to be on. Thank you very much.
I think a lot of public interest in the court system when it's there and a lot of the media coverage looks at the U.S. Supreme Court. Can you talk about the importance of these other federal appointments of the district courts and the courts of appeals around the country?
Well, they're absolutely crucial. Like the Supreme Court, which is, of course, the most important, the courts of appeal and the district court judges at the federal level are lifetime appointments. And so they are very important. In a lot of cases, the Court of Appeal decisions, like in our area, the Seventh Circuit, can sometimes end up being the last word if the Supreme Court does not get involved or is not able to get involved. So these judgeships are absolutely crucial. A lot of people's lives are decided, whether it's criminal or civil law, by these courts. And that's why it's so exciting, the pace that's being kept by the Biden administration and the Senate in getting new judges during this administration.
Can you talk a little more about that pace? The president has had a tied Senate and a tie-breaking vice president to get court appointments approved. Now with one more senator on the Democratic side of the aisle, do you expect that pace to continue?
Well, the pace has to continue. In fact, it has to increase. But this is a very good accomplishment. One of the great accomplishments of the Biden administration, as you were talking about at the outset, not only did they surpass the number from Trump, but now in this new year, the 100 judges have been confirmed. In fact, as of today, we're up to more. We're already up to about 108. It'll probably be 110 by the end of the week. So this is a good news thing to undo the damage that was done by the appointment of very, very right-wing, of course, Supreme Court justices, Court of Appeal justices, and district court judges under Mitch McConnell and Donald Trump. But we need to see some faster action by the Senate and by the White House in order to achieve the real goal here, which is to make sure that after the whole game, not just the halftime, the whole administration is ahead of the Trump pace. And Trump got 234 total. So it's going to be necessary for the Senate to move much more quickly in 2023 to have and confirm over 100 judges this year to have a chance to undo the damage that has been done by the really unfair tactics that were used by the Trump administration and by the Senate under Mitch McConnell.
We distinguish often between Republican-appointed judges and Democratic-appointed judges. Somebody might look and say, hey, wait a minute. Shouldn't we just have, you know, judges who try to weigh the law fairly? Is there a way to get from this sort of partisan divide over which judges we appoint and get to something where we have neutral judges who, as they say it sometimes in Supreme Court confirmation hearings, call balls and strikes?
Absolutely. That should be the ideal at the federal level, and I might say for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, where this is a very serious issue. The American Constitution Society does not feel the idea here is to appoint Democrat judges. That's not the goal. The goal is to recognize that under Trump and under McConnell, very extreme ideologues were appointed and who are acting in a very partisan way. What we want is a legitimate judiciary. We want a judiciary that is going to decide the cases on the merits and the parties before them, as you have suggested. But in order to have that, you have to make sure that the judges that are appointed reflect the diversity of America. In other words, not Democrat versus Republican, but that all the types of people in our country are represented. And as the introduction suggested, this is an incredible achievement, not just the pace, but of these over 100 judges, 80 under Biden have been women, and it was only 25% under Trump. 75 have been people of color, and 53 have been women of color. So for the first time in our history, we are beginning to undo the historic discrimination against women and minorities, African Americans and others, that have been reflected in our courts. It's very hard to feel that you're getting that fair shake when you go in the courtroom if none of the judges look anything like you. And that's exactly what we are beginning to reverse by the good work of the Biden administration and its allies.
Talking to former Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold about appointments to federal courts around the country and what the Biden administration has been doing. You can join in with your thoughts on this, your questions at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Some Republicans and conservative groups, Senator Feingold, say maybe it's all well and good to have a more diverse court, but when you're looking at an individual appointment, you shouldn't be thinking about the overall balance, the demographics of the court system. You should be looking for the best qualified judge, regardless of background. What do you say to that argument?
Well, that's exactly what you should do. And that's the opposite of what Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell did. They wanted to pick people who had one characteristic, and that was not being the best qualified, but who was a strong right-wing conservative advocate who will twist the law in a way that will reflect the very far right in this country. That is what's wrong. Looking for people that reflect the diversity of this country and realizing that there are many African Americans, Latinos, LGBTQ people, people that have represented unions who should have been more represented in the courts in the past, and that they are ready to do it and ready to do a great job. This is exactly what has happened. These individuals are excellent judges, very well qualified, and nobody, to my knowledge, that we have supported at the American Constitution Society, is anything other than outstandingly qualified to be a federal judge.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Don is with us on the road near Madison. Don, hi.
Hi. Hi, Senator Feingold. I have great respect for you, I have to tell you. The reason why I'm calling, though, this seems a little unrealistic in today's political climate, the fact that you don't think it's that important whether the judge is going to be or comes from a Democratic or Republican background, because the way that the Republicans are appointing judges, they're just to the extreme right and will continue to be to the extreme right. So isn't that the most important thing to counterbalance that rather than the fact that to try to have neutral judges?
Don, thanks.
Well, you know, a neutral, thanks, Don, for the kind words. Neutral is, I'm not sure the word is neutral. A judge should be somebody who has, of course, a life history, who is willing to look at all the different circumstances, who is willing to look at the law and the text of the law. But, you know, everybody has some kind of a background. The question is whether they have a reputation for fairness and open-mindedness. And I'll tell you, I handled a number of Supreme Court appointments as a senator, and I saw a difference between, for example, Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Alito in terms of the extent to which I thought they could be neutral or reasonably unbiased in cases. And in the end, I voted for a Republican-appointed person in the Chief Justice Roberts, but not for Alito, because Alito looked to me like he wasn't able to be neutral, that he was on one side, particularly when it came to corporate decisions. So I don't think it's unrealistic to look for people who will really see themselves not as part of a political party or an ideology, but will see themselves as judges with a sacred responsibility to do justice. So I think the people that we've supported at the American Constitution Society reflect that. And I think it will make the courts a better place.
Don, thanks for that call. We're talking to Russ Feingold, former Democratic senator from Wisconsin, current president of the American Constitution Society, talking about federal judges. President Biden's reaching a milestone recently of getting over the 100 judicial appointees confirmed mark. We're also going to talk about the growing importance of state courts, including our Supreme Court here in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions for our guest about the federal court system, the importance of it, how the process works? What do you want to see when it comes to how people are appointed and confirmed? You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our conversation about the federal court system and how presidents work to shape it through their appointments. Russ Feingold is with us, former Democratic U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, who served on the Senate Judiciary Committee, currently president of the American Constitution Society. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts, your questions about how judges are appointed at the federal level or elected at the state level in some cases. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Let's stop here in Wisconsin for a moment, Senator Feingold. Of course, we have a key Wisconsin State Supreme Court election in the works. Going to be a very expensive election, already is. Your thoughts on the importance of who is on a state Supreme Court?
Well, I'll tell you, this is a sad moment in the history of our court system in Wisconsin and nationally, because it never used to be like this, as we were saying earlier. I mean, this thing has become so partisan and so one side versus the other that it doesn't reflect at all what the court should be. And that's why this race is so important, because the Wisconsin Supreme Court has now come off in the last few years as one of the most partisan Supreme Courts in the history of not only of our state, but the whole country. According to the New York Times, this race for the Supreme Court of Wisconsin is the number one political race of the entire year in the entire nation. And that's really for two reasons. One is the Supreme Court has been captured by the use of various tactics by very far-right justices who are undermining the rights of Americans, including a woman's right to choose. So what happens is it gets kicked back to the states. What are the state's laws? What does the state constitution say? And of course, what would the Supreme Court of Wisconsin say about it? So that's one reason. The other reason it's so critical is that we used to have essentially nonpartisan races for Supreme Court. It was understood that it was sort of inappropriate for the political parties to be too involved in those. And now for many years, it's become Democrat versus Republican. And that just is not the best way to get a result that will ever look like justice. We need the seven justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court to work with each other, to reason with each other, and to try to come not necessarily to unanimous decisions, but to be able to not have it always based on who they think the political party of the person is. And I am hoping the outcome of this election will restore the court to being a real Supreme Court rather than what it has been for the last few years.
Let's go back to our callers now. Jimmy is with us in Valley Junction. Jimmy, hello.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, I was wondering, is there any minimum qualifications to be appointed or elected a state or federal judge, or is it all just based on your ability to raise money or get that appointment? And then the other question, I've heard you're talking about, how can we move away from this electing state Supreme Court justices and go to some kind of an appointed method, and I'll take my answer off the air.
Jimmy, thanks for the call. Let's take those one at a time. Are there minimum qualifications? Let's just stay with the federal judge appointment. Do I have to have something on my resume to even qualify to be appointed, Senator Feingold?
I believe you have to be a lawyer, that you have to have a law degree. I'm not absolutely certain if that is true everywhere in the country, but I believe it to be the case in Wisconsin. But beyond that, we have elected offices here. And people stand for office. And basically, if you're of age in terms of voting age and residency, my understanding is that you don't have to have a minimum number of years of practice of the law. You can run. Now, of course, you're going to probably do better if you're running for a high office like Supreme Court if you have more experience. But a lot of people run for the circuit court judgeships who would not have as much of that experience. So no, it is pretty open as long as you have a law degree and are admitted to the bar, as I understand it.
Thanks for that call. And then his question following up on what you were just saying, Jimmy, hoping to see something maybe different than our effectively partisan, though officially nonpartisan elections, including maybe merit-based or judicial appointments here in Wisconsin. That would be a tall order for a state to make that switch, but not impossible.
It's been done by a number of states, and you know, I would have thought this was a terrible thing years ago, but when I see what's happened, as the caller suggested, with all this money sloshing around and the campaigns becoming very partisan and really political campaigns based on party, maybe it is time to have a real conversation about whether, instead of having elections for all these, that there would be some kind of commission That's something that should be debated by people from all political backgrounds. The legislature and the governor would have to consider it. And of course, there may have to be a constitutional amendment to make that happen. But I think the people of the state ought to take a look at it, because right now this is not this is not an attractive thing that makes us look like the court is doing justice. It makes it look like the court is following political agendas. And so I think maybe it is time to have that conversation. They've switched to it in other states, and I think with some success.
Thanks for that call, Jimmy. Mark joins us now in Fort Atkinson. Mark, hello.
Hi there. Well, I think the elephant in the room is gerrymandering. So I wonder if Ms. Feingold thinks that getting a judge like Protasiewicz, I believe that's how you pronounce her name, is going to be more inclined to do something about gerrymandering and
Mark,
the stranglehold.
I gotcha, Mark. Senator Feingold, I know your group doesn't endorse particular candidates, but on the issue of gerrymandering, this is something that's come before the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, and all points between. Is this an issue you're following?
Well, very closely. And Wisconsin has been one of the most important states in terms of this gerrymandering issue. Our state legislature is grossly gerrymandered in a way that allows Republicans to actually gain ground when they are losing ground in the entire state in almost every statewide election. So there's something terribly wrong with that. A lawsuit was brought to try to challenge this that went all the way to the Supreme Court, but lost. So now what you're looking at, the importance of this race for the Supreme Court, is things like the Wisconsin abortion ban and the Republican gerrymandered legislative maps will reach the Wisconsin Supreme Court for decision after April 4th. And it is essential that the court have a group of justices, or at least a majority of justices, who are going to follow the law here, rather than follow a political agenda of the far right. So that is going to be the challenge. And also the election results are going to be greatly affected. The rules about voting, early voting, rules about whether or not you can have drop boxes for voting. These things will all come before this court. So whoever you're supporting, people should know that that is what's at stake in this election in Wisconsin.
Thanks for that call. Talking to former U.S. Senator Russ Feingold about the appointments and, in some cases, elections of judges at the federal and the state level. Back to your calls now with Tim in Genesee Depot. Tim, hi.
Hi. Hello, Senator. Nice that you're still around and doing things. We really miss you. About 25 years ago, you spoke at our children's high school in Kettle Moraine, and there were a number of judicial appointments that were coming up at that point, and you were talking to the kids and saying how important it is to vote in all elections, because you vote for the representatives and the senators, and those are the people that appoint the justices. I'd just like to have you reiterate that, how important it is to vote in all of the general elections, and I'll take your comments off the line. Thanks a lot.
Senator. Well, what a wonderful memory you have 25 years ago by making those comments. But yes, it is vital that somebody doesn't just vote for governor, president, or senator. They need to go what we call this down ballot. In other words, they vote for the court races. They vote for the district attorneys. They vote for the secretary of state. Because as we've seen in the last couple of years, all of these get involved in things like how votes are counted, whether somebody is allowed to vote in a reasonable manner. And so, yes, voting down ballot all the way is crucial. Our American Constitution Society put a strong emphasis on communicating to people in the last election that they needed to vote down ballot. And nationally, it was much better. There were far fewer people who were sort of stopping right after the big races. And we're going to keep pushing that message straight through 2024 so that people vote for all the offices, because so many of them have a lot to do with who wins an election. And it also has a lot to do with whether you get justice when you go before a judge.
Thanks for that call. In our last couple of minutes, Senator Feingold, I think you're best known nationally for the legislation you advanced with the late Senator John McCain on campaign finance reform. A lot of that has been overturned by courts. We're seeing maybe the effect of some of that in the spending in the Supreme Court race in Wisconsin. Your thoughts in just our last minute or so on the state of money in politics?
Well, it's completely out of control. As you indicated, our actual bill was not overturned, but they did overturn a 1907 law that Fighting Bob of LaFollette of Wisconsin helped pass that said corporations couldn't do this kind of thing. And the Supreme Court overturned that 5-4 in 2010. That has to change, or you're going to continue to have this gross amount of money being spent in this election in Wisconsin and across the country, and much of this is in the political elections, the partisan elections, is hidden. And so the people of the country don't even know who is putting this kind of control into the system. And that's exactly what the reformers back in the early 20th century tried to stop. So this is a crucial job of the courts as well as legislators.
Senator Feingold, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
It was fun. Thanks.
That's Russ Feingold, former Democratic senator from Wisconsin, current president of the American Constitution Society. We talked to him today about how President Biden and Democrats are working to reshape and diversify the federal judicial system after the Senate confirmed more than 100 of Biden's judicial appointees. Also took a look at state courts and the current race for Wisconsin's state Supreme Court.